The 73rd annual Berlin Fair is almost here. Thursday, September 15th through Sunday the 18th. Great music every day, including Sunday's headliners, Nashville's Jordan Fletcher and Nate Smith. You asked for it. More food, vendors, fun rides, and games. Family fun for everyone. Brought to you by the Berlin Lions. Supporting our local community. The Berlin Fair, September 15th through the 18th, with free shuttle buses. Check out all the attractions and get your tickets today at ctberlinfair.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of this program.
And I'm Lisa Inkinoki, and this is going to be an outstanding show. It's around my birthday.
Yay! It's a fair, and it's your birthdays. What more could we ask for, that's right? It. And we are talking about the Berlin Fair, the 73rd annual Berlin Fair, and we're so excited to have with us Lenny Tubbs, who is the entertainment director, but that just sells Lenny short because I've worked with Lenny a number of years and he's been involved with the Berlin Fair and the Berlin Lions for years, over 17 years with the fair itself. And I got to tell you, Lisa, the Berlin Lions work so hard. They're all volunteers. Wow. And we'll get into this. All the money goes back to the community. So, but let's talk about the fun stuff. And Lenny, thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lenny, because you know, for my family, we're old Moreland Hills school family, so the Berlin Fair means day off and lots of fun and a long weekend of fun, too.
Yeah, that's the holiday here in Berlin. People who moved out of town,
they
come back
I'm
for the
sure.
Berlin Fair.
It's the best fair in the state.
It really
Absolutely.
Is. And what I love about it too, Lenny, and we should mention that still all the Berlin school kids get the day off. Now,
yes.
Lenny, you've expanded the fair this year to open on Thursday at 4 o'clock. So will the kids get the day off on Thursday then, or are they still going to take off the traditional Friday?
No, they're still going to take off the traditional Friday. Thursday, we're opening at 4 p.m.
They just start early on after school on Thursday. That's okay.
That's right. So when the kids show up, Berlin school kids, they get in for free on Friday. And it's just such a tradition, Lisa,
right.
over the years. I mean, people show up there that have been coming for years and their grandparents. I remember when I got
That's
the day
it.
Off from school. So, Lenny, what do we have to look forward to this year?
Well, this year we have several family acts, including a brand new Space Adventures Act, and we have Puppy Pals from AGT, from America's Got Talent.
Wow.
We have a farm exhibit with cow milking, where people are actually going to be able to go up here.
Can I do that? I want to sign up for that.
Milk a cow, so that should be very interesting.
And you and I should be doing that.
Well,
that is too funny. A picture of that? Oh, my God.
Here's a fun fact. I have milked cows before.
Uh-oh.
Because I grew up in Iowa, right? So it's a big deal. But the thing is, you can milk the cow, but you can't drink the milk. Right, Lenny?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I want to drink the
Well,
milk.
And that's the beauty of the Berlin Fair. And really, in all fairness, a lot of the fairs that happen in the state of Connecticut is this is a grassroots agricultural fair.
That's right.
And if you want to see rabbits and hear the roosters, you know, do their thing and the cows and the horses and, you know, it's just really a great grassroots, great community fair. Let's talk about the food, Lenny, because you've even added some food options.
Well, the food around our fair is second to none. The majority of it is done by nonprofit organizations around town, the churches, volunteer fire departments, the American Legion, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, you name it, and also the Lions Club.
Yeah, I see the Martini
it,
Bar. Wait a minute, Len. The Lions
okay.
Martini Bar. Am I hearing that right? Because, you know.
Yeah, this year we're having a little Martini Bar.
Uh-oh. So basically, stand at the bar, kids, go have fun at the milking the cow.
Yeah, this the Martini Bar, but it's been in motion for a few years, and finally we pulled the trigger on it this year. And it's going to be a pretty unique experience. We have professional bartenders coming in, and it should be a pretty good show.
So just to remind everybody, the Berlin Fair opens on Thursday, September 15th. Gates open at 4 o'clock. So the beauty of this is, Lisa, that you can go to the website, and they've got a great website with everything that's happening each and every day, all the attractions, all the food, all the special events. It's ctberlinfair.com, and they also have a QR code. So if you scan the QR code, you can get your tickets in advance.
And I don't have to stand in line?
You don't have to stand
in
line.
I am going online to get that ticket now.
That's right. And for your whole entire family. And that's the other thing, Lenny, right? It's a family-friendly event. Even
yes.
though they
yes.
do have a martini bar, it's family-friendly.
It, It's still based on family friendly. I mean, we do everything so families can go anywhere on the fairgrounds and enjoy the day. We have everything from our tractor museum that's, I believe, is second to none in any fair in Connecticut. And the other entertainment we have around the fairgrounds, we have music for everyone all weekend. We have some great shows with our local band Locomotion coming in on Friday night. Saturday night we have a Bon Jovi tribute band called Wanted, Dead or Alive. Well, it's one of Bon Jovi's songs. So anyway, on Sunday we have a pretty full schedule with a couple. We actually have two Nashville country recording artists coming in, the first one being Jordan Fletcher and the second one being Nate Smith. Nate Smith released his newest single in June, and right now it's at number 14 on the country Billboard charts.
Unbelievable. So, and it just goes to show you, Lenny, too, because so many people, Lisa, get their start at the Berlin Fair. It's happened historically. You know, let's go to Jordan Oaks, you know, a great friend of yours, Lenny, and a great friend of mine. He played at the Berlin Fair. Now he's in Nashville doing his thing.
Wow.
You know, he's opening for, you know, he opened for Jimmy Allen. He's just opening for some huge acts and on his way to the top of the music charts.
He stopped
so
at
you
the Berlin
never
Fair.
Know.
That's right.
You never know. You can say, I saw him when, right?
That's right. And it's still, it's just a tradition. It's a family tradition that we look forward to. It's kind of like the back to school, back to the fair. That's what you know is kind of get you in motion for everything fall.
Yeah, it is. That's a fall kind of, like you said, kind of tradition. It just gets you in the mood, and everybody's walking around with a smile on their face. And again, I want to also say hats off to all the Berlin Lions. If you saw the day after the last fair, they start working on the next fair. Wow. And you know, you on that fairground, Lenny, talk a little bit about all the things that you all do to work during the year. You're out there like as laborers. It's like owning a huge farm, right?
It actually is. I mean, we have to take care of the grounds every week, and the grounds crew that takes care of it mows the lawn and does all the plantings around the fairground to make it beautiful for the fair. They'll be out there planting mums this weekend and clearing everything up. We have we have committees for everything, whether it's building a new building or re-roofing a building or whatever it takes to make that fairgrounds work and keep it up to. You know, a standard that we believe is necessary to show our public. The people come in our fair, we want them to enjoy themselves and see how nice it is there. You know, and we do things as fast as we can because we are actually on a limited budget also because we don't get to keep the money.
That's right. The money goes back into the community.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We support an ungodly number of nonprofit agencies, you know, the American School for the Deaf, Bell Academy for Children, all the local sports programs for kids in town, Berlin Food Pantry, Upbeat Program, Out and About Club for Kids, the Chris Radio, which is the radio for blind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where they read. And it's just on and on and on. And, you know, we support something called VIP Fishing, which is very, very big. It's become very, very big, and we're proud of the Lions Club and what we've done with it because we take both blind kids and adults from all over Connecticut fishing and teach them.
Wow.
You know,
and I like that.
It's pretty amazing. You know, I've been directly involved and lucky enough to be directly involved in it the last few years, and gone with these people and brought them out on headboats out on Long Island Sound fishing, and it's amazing the excitement they get, you know, in the way they express themselves. You know, I don't know, I get chills talking about it because I've been doing it for so many years. And I also do another program called Challenger Baseball or Challenger Jamboree, where we invite handicapped baseball teams in from around Connecticut, and we put on a baseball tournament where they actually get to go on the field and play a little baseball and come out and celebrate after in a carnival atmosphere where we have 15 or 16 carnival games, and they win prizes and have hot dogs and ice cream, and clowns paint their faces, and all kinds of good stuff like that. And that's been on for, this will be 24th year this year.
Wow. So you really do get the biggest bang for the buck. You go and have fun. I don't even think we're really thinking about all the things that benefits just going to the Berlin Fair. So
yeah, it's a long
out, kudos to the Berlin Lions Club. I mean, wow.
So, and also, if you want to see me in action, I get to MC Berlin's Got Talent, right?
Uh-oh.
Lenny, you haven't fired me from that yet, have you?
No. I can't wait for you to do that, because if you're not there, that means I have to do it.
She is Simon Cowell in disguise.
Yes. Right, exactly. So I want to talk a little bit about Berlin's Got Talent too, Lisa. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lenny Tubbs, who is the entertainment director for the Berlin Lions Berlin Fair. ctberlinfair.com is where you can find all the information. But this is just so fun because there are three rounds, right? And there's over $1,500 in prizes.
What?
For the winners, yeah. And it's on the blacktop stage at the Berlin Fairgrounds. And they've been doing this now for a few years. And you can go up and you can audition. And Lenny, talk a little bit about, we've seen everything from amazing vocalist. This is actually where Jordan Oakes got his start.
He
auditioned for Berlin's Got Talent. And just some amazing talent, whether it's mime, whether it's dance, whether it's a little kid. Remember the little kid last year playing his little guitar?
I mean, yeah, that was awesome.
It's so adorable.
Oh,
and you
wow.
know, it's just such a great experience for everybody. If you ever thought you had something and you want to just see if you can do it,
just
and get up on a stage, do it. It's fun.
And then you can win money?
Yes, you can win money. There's first, second, and third prizes, and there's a panel of judges. So, again, go on the website, because there are some, you know, you got to sign off on some things and you got to kind of figure out what the rules are. Your act can only be about 3 minutes long. And so there's some things, some background information that you need to know. But they have all the setup, the microphone, and they have a sound engineer, just like the real deal.
I'm going to start recruiting talent right now. Berlin's Got Talent. I'm going to be recruiting. Watch out.
we're having our first tryouts for it on September 7th from 5 till 8 and September 9th from 5 to 8 at the fairgrounds on the blacktop stage. But we're one-upping the prize money this year. We're increasing it to $2,000.
Oh, my goodness.
You heard it here.
Wow.
And it's going to be $1,000 for the winner.
Wow. Breaking news. You
yes.
heard it right here, folks. The prize money just went up.
$1,000.
Actually, you are the first ones to hear it.
That's great. No, that's really wonderful. So, again, September 7th, 5 to 8. September 8th, 5 to 8.
No, September 9th.
September 9th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And Wednesday, Friday.
And then you kind of narrow down some of the top folks. So what is the schedule after you have the preliminaries?
The preliminaries will be on Wednesday and Friday, the 7th and 9th of September.
Uh-huh.
The semifinal will be on the 16th, which is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the finals will be on the 17th, which is Saturday.
Okay.
And we are not on the blacktop stage for the finals or the semifinals. We're on the new pavilion stage that we started last year.
Oh, that's great. So that even means more people can, you know, stand around and watch. Last year, I remember as I was emceeing, I looked over in the distance and I said, that guy looks familiar. And it was Governor Lamont.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And I said, hey, Governor, why don't you come up here and say a few words? Well, he's not a big fan of mine, so he declined the opportunity.
Oh, no, we have to change that.
Did you hear me say he's not a big fan of mine? We won't go into that. Anyway.
Leave that there.
Leave that there. But that's the other thing. It's also a big time for, you know, people that are visible and active in our community to also come and show up as well. I want to go back to the food, because I got to tell you, my favorite food, I don't know if it's my favorite booth or if it's my favorite food, are the Freedom Fries, because there are some hot firefighters in there making these Freedom Fries, right? I mean, they're
Berlin Fire Department.
Oh my God, you talk about eye candy, giving out Freedom Fries.
Uh-oh.
So we've got that. They've got the shaved ice. Thai Taste is going to be there. Rolling Stone Wood Fire Pizza.
I like the low and slow. I'm like the mac and cheese loaded pulled pork classic. Piggyback dog.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
And there's nothing cuter than seeing the little church ladies and men in there with their little pierogies that they've been working on, frying those babies up. Everybody loves pierogies. You know, of course, there's fried Oreos and fried dough. So, I mean, if
you have everything.
You have everything. And if you're on a diet forget about it because you just, you won't, the
you're
smell,
off at that weekend.
You know, and that's the other thing about a fair is the smell that's in
it.
The air. There's nothing like it. We should also talk a little bit about the Demolition Derby. We're hoping that we can pull that off, but there's such a car shortage right now, Lisa.
A car shortage for the Demolition Derby?
Yeah. Tell them about it, Lenny.
Yeah, we're hearing that our drivers or people that normally would drive in the Demolition Derby are having trouble finding cars.
Really? Don't tell me COVID's impacted that too.
No.
I actually think it's a roll off from that because there aren't a lot of used cars out there right now. The new car shortage started it, and then when we didn't have the new cars, people had to buy used cars, and their used cars started running out. So people are buying cars that really, in some ways, should not be probably on the road anymore, and should be sent to the
the dump.
The Demolition Derby.
I was going to say, should be sent to the Demolition Derby.
And other places. And it's just, we're hoping that we get enough drivers to pull it off. We have, I think we have four or five signed up so far ahead of time. But our Demolition Derby company that we bring in to run a Demolition Derby assures us that most people sign up at the last minute.
Right.
But we're offering them $10 off the sign-ups if they sign up early.
Well, hurry up and sign up or else it's going to be a used car sales Demolition Derby.
Exactly.
Year, right?
It'll be two people wrecking into each other. And again, you can find all that information and to sign up for the Demolition Derby at ctberlinfair.com. And it's fun. It's really a fun thing. And that happens the evening of the opening day of the fair. So you can go to the Demolition Derby, right, Lenny? And then go right into the fair.
And you can register for the Demolition Derby in person, it's
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Register in person or online. We're trying to encourage online. Save that extra $10 and
use that
give
QR
us a little
code.
Bit of a head count to see what we have coming, so we can make sure it's good.
That's right. Does the Berlin Fair ever get sold out? Do you ever say too many people you can't come in? Because I've gone there and it's pretty tough sometimes to get in there because everybody wants to be there. So is there ever a limit?
We're experiencing some growing pains a little bit with the fair right now. We've become, over the last few years, I think, the fair in Connecticut that people want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have such a variety and our fairgrounds is so well laid out, it's becoming more and more a destination for that weekend for people to come to our fair. But the other problem is we've changed our ticketing around. We've changed the way we're doing things. We've got to buy online tickets now where you can get in an express lane and just walk right into the fairgrounds. You know, we've had some issues with our security checks and things like that, but we've revamped them. And I think this year is going to be I don't think it's going to be a problem for a lot of people this year. We're not going to have the crazy lines. We do have the crowds. Okay.
Yes.
Be aware. It does get crowded. We've never had to shut it off. As a matter of fact, I got teased about it a few years ago when I had a couple of bands playing on one night. I got accused of booking bands that were too good.
Wow.
That's why we had too many people coming in.
And tell us about, you usually do something with DACO Bus. Isn't that something where you have the shuttles running also? Because that's what people need to know. You have the shuttles running, and we know DACO Bus, another New Britain Berlin staple.
DACO Bus, along with New Britain Transportation, both of us, both bus companies, which are Berlin staples, service the fair. We can't do it with just one bus company.
So what are the names of the places where people can go and take these shuttles, Lenny?
It's Asa Abloy, which is the old Emhart on Deming Road, and Eversource off the Berlin Turnpike.
And there's big parking lots, so you shouldn't have an
big
issue?
Big parking lots where we can park over 1,000 cars, and
get
they have
DACO
shuttle
bus.
Buses running continuously.
And it's
from
free.
DACO.
Isn't it
and they
free?
Have free shuttle buses, yeah. Yes.
They're free. And it just adds to the experience. I mean, what kid doesn't love to just jump on a bus and go to the fair? And then it's just one less thing, one less stressor you got to deal with. Make it easy. And
people have started using the buses a lot more because it is convenient. Mm-hmm. They get off the bus. They don't have to worry about their car parking down there. And when at the end of the night, they get on the bus and go back to their car and go home.
That's right.
Makes it simple.
That's right. So once again, this is a 73rd annual. Can you believe you've been around that long, Lenny Tubbs? Not you, yeah. Not you, but the fair. I mean,
the fair is amazing. It was gone for a while during the wars, the world wars and stuff, and Berlin Lions Club decided to bring it back, and I believe it was 1951 or 49, somewhere around there. And it's been, well, 73 years ago. And it's been going actively ever since, and we're going to keep going as long as the Lions keep wanting to run it and support it, we'll keep doing it. I mean, it's a big job. You were talking about the working on the fairgrounds earlier. It's a big feat to keep that fairgrounds in the condition.
How many Lions Club members usually help to keep things running every year on average? I know you have lots of committees, but how many people about?
There's usually about 40 to 50 Lions members that are active.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them.
Working at the fairgrounds and maintaining it. But shout out to the grounds committee. They do an amazing job at keeping that place unbelievably.
And thank you for helping us create great memories. I mean, that's what we really need to say. And also doing good in the community I love this whole idea of the VIP with helping young people that are blind to fish. And those are some great, great things you lined up.
And it puts it in perspective, because I don't think we always realize that. I got to tell you, Lenny, I'm a little shocked at the number of active Lions and all the work that gets done.
That's right.
I mean, that's a really small army. And if you once you go to the fair and you see what they accomplish, keep in mind when you're there that this is all driven and done and accomplished by volunteers. And the Midway. Let's talk about the Midway, because we haven't really talked about that. The other thing that's cool about it, I remember in high school, mom would let me go down to the fair in Colorado at night, and the Midway lights and the Ferris wheels and the games, and, that's also a big part of it. So it is, if you haven't been, it is your traditional New England agricultural fair. Don't wear fancy shoes. Let me tell you that right now. Because you might
cows.
Be taught, that's right. You might be walking a little bit of cow poo.
Mm-hmm.
You've got access to the animals. Some of the animals you can feed, some you can pet. I mean, it's just such a great, great experience. And I don't know why anybody wouldn't put it on their calendar. Again, the fair begins. We want to remind you, early this year, Thursday, September 15th, gates open at 4 o'clock. You can go sign up for Berlin's Got Talent, or you can come and watch it. Oh, talk quickly before we go about the opening ceremonies that are happening on Friday morning, too. That's just a... You talk about getting chills.
Our opening ceremony is geared to... basically a thank you to our community, our veterans, our firefighters, our first responders. And also this year, we're doing a dedication to our youth, our kids, our future volunteers. Berlin has our Upbeat program and our other programs that we run through the school that really get the kids involved in the community. So we want to showcase that a little bit. But this year, we also, I'm hearing we got some of the governor's foot guards possibly coming down.
No, they're coming. They confirmed they'll be there.
We have our... Department of Corrections Color Guard, along with the Marine Corps League's Color Guard. We got tractors coming in. We're starting it off with a little parade in the morning. We got tractors and music and bands and everything else going. But it's a big, big thank you and to our veterans, our first responders. And to me, if it wasn't for the people like that and our volunteer fire departments, and Berlin's an all-volunteer system, which is amazing in itself. But, turn around and thank some people once in a while. The people that are out there supporting and in the background and making Connecticut and United States the way it is. I mean, we're lucky.
Amen.
Thank you, Lenny. Maybe we'll have a little... drink at the martini bar.
Oh.
The Lions martini bar.
I think you just got an invitation, Lenny.
Yeah.
And we can have meatball bombs after.
And then ride the Ferris wheel.
That's right.
And then milk the cows. And no.
No, there's something for everyone at the Berlin Fair.
Absolutely.
Our music, I think, is second to none. We go out and pick our bands and personally, we don't just order them and off a sheet of paper and say, hey, we want A, B, and C band to come play at our fair. We usually go out and look at them and make sure they're good for our people to enjoy.
That's right. Lenny and his wife, Deb, go check out each and every one. I can tell you from experience.
And also, whoever wins Berlin's Got Talent might be right there under your nose. $1,000 and come back next year. So, hey, sign up for Berlin's Got Talent.
Right. CT Berlin Fair. CTBerlinFair.com is where you can go for all the information. Lenny Tubbs, thank you. And we hope to see everyone. And, of course, we'll see you, Lenny, and all the Berlin Lions at this year's Berlin Fair. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you. We hope to see you at the Berlin Fair. And we appreciate you tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.